of the fourth inning. Jack Matthew came back from injury, missing time out of the lineup for over a week last night for Wisconsin Rapids. He looked pretty healthy to us up in the Winterfield press box, a two-run blast that cut the deficit of Wisconsin Rapids to 6-5 in the sixth inning. And then we mentioned the three long balls that made it five on the night for Wisconsin Rapids in the eighth frame. Battle Creek hit five as well. They got on Raptor pitching early. They led by as much as 6-1 in the middle innings. But Wisconsin Rapids, some more late-inning heroics to the bats. They put up 14 in the sixth inning on Father's Day in the second of the four-game homestand with Lakeshore, doing it again last night and prevailing. A successful homestand, four games in 5 days. Saturday, Sunday with Lakeshore, an off day Monday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, getting a chance to take on Battle Creek. As the Woodchucks of Wausau being announced onto the field for the first game of this doubleheader. Wausau looking for their 20th win of the season. They'll be led on the mound today by right-hander Grant Siegel. Zach Voss, who got the ball last time in this park, will toe the rubber for Wisconsin Rapids. For Voss on the season, he'll be making his fourth start. We'll talk about that more when he gets on the mound in the bottom of the first inning. For Siegel, Grant, that is, the right-hander from the University of Central Florida, pitched 22 innings a season ago with Kenosha. He's got a 1.38 earned run average in 13 innings pitched so far this season, a 1-0 record, last through five innings of one-run ball against Eau Claire on the road on June 12th. Allowed two hits, struck out four, did not walk an express hitter in that ballgame, has also had starts on the road at Fond du Lac on June 6th. His first start of the season has been his lone up to this point at Athletic Park. That was also against the Dock Spiders in an 8-3 win back on May 29th. It's the Raptors, it's the Woodchucks for the third time this season. Corey Thompson and Kirk Schreider meeting at home plate right now, getting ready to rock and roll for this day-night doubleheader at Athletic Park. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a few minutes for the first pitch in this one. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on your home of the Raptors, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
The right-hander Grant Siegel out on the mound. We're ready to rock and roll for the first of two of this doubleheader between your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and the Wausau Woodchucks on Rafters Radio. Andy Ockham back with you as always for the 22nd time this season. Settle in, Rafter fans. We got a long day of baseball ahead of us. Owen McElpatrick to lead things off for Wisconsin Rapids. Playing center field this afternoon for the Rafters. First pitch from the right-hander, Siegel misses inside, and we're underway. Defensively for the Woodchucks, Drew Berkland in left, Trey Gamble in center, Chris Smith-Johnson in right. On the infield, it'll be Braden Smith at third, Jake Berkland at short, Isaac Webb at second, Max Solis Jr. at first base as the 1-0 pitch. Cue shot off the end of McElpatrick's bat. That one is foul down the first baseline. Another new Woodchuck doing the catching. That's Bryce Hubbard. For the right-hander on the hill, Grant Siegel. For the Rafters, McElpatrick will lead off in center field in the on-deck circle, playing third base for the second time this year is Trotter Boston. 1-1 breaking ball on the inside corner. It's called strike two on McElpatrick. Hitting third and right field is Jorge Degatti for the Rafters. Max McGuire will clean things up at first base. Walker Buchanan back in left field hitting fifth. Jack Mathey returning behind the plate and hitting sixth here this afternoon. Siegel set, the right-hander, the 1-2. This in on the hands, fouled away from McElpatrick. Bottom three of the Rafter order is as follows. Grayson Schaefer will hit seventh as the DH, and a couple of lefties in the 8-9 spots. Tracer Lopez will hit eighth and play short for his second start as a Rafter, and Mason Onati will hit ninth and play second base. Another 1-2 coming here from the right-hander, Siegel. Rocks and fires. Breaking ball, McElpatrick hits this one in the air, shallow left field. Drew Berkland coming in, Jake Berkland going out. It'll be Jake to make the grab in shallow left field for the first out of the inning. Trotter Boston did not start last night for the Rafters, but my goodness, did he make an impact off the bench. Came in to pinch run for the starting shortstop an evening ago, Kyler McIntosh, in the sixth inning. He came up in the eighth with two on in a tie ball game. A three-run shot off the bat of Trotter, his second home run of the season, brought as much life as we've seen at Witterfield this season, propelled the Rafters to victory. The first pitch from the right-hander Siegel to Boston misses the outside corner for ball one. Same umpire and crew that the Rafters have seen the last couple of nights. As we look behind home plate, that's Brett Mile, the crew chief. Tyler Melhop down the first baseline. Nick Heidlow was calling balls and strikes last night at Winterfield. He's down the third baseline. 1-0 to Boston misses outside. Two balls and no strikes on the Rafter third baseman. Boston made his first start at third base just a couple of nights ago. That came in the finale of that series with Lakeshore on Sunday. The 2-0. Missing out in the right-handed batter's box. Three balls, no strikes on the Tabor College Blue Jay. This is the second time of five the Raptors will be here in Wausau this regular season. Six games in total. They're getting two of them knocked out here on this Thursday afternoon. Seagulls 3-0. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. Three balls and a strike. Nobody aboard. One out. Raptors will come back here in the second half of the season. The next time that they will see the Woodchucks. Next time the Woodchucks come to Wisconsin Rapids, it'll be a doubleheader 3 weeks from now at Witter Field on July 11th. 3-1 pitch is in there for a called strike. Count drawn full on Boston. The remaining trips to Wausau this season, Sunday, July 7th at 1:05, Friday night, July 19th at 6:35, and Tuesday night, July 30th at 6:35. As the 3-2 pitch is swung on and missed, Boston down on strikes, two up, two down for Grant Siegel here in the first. Mentioned Siegel's last outing coming on June 12th on the road at Carson Park against the Eau Claire Express. It was a 7-2 win for the Woodchucks, the right-hander going five innings, allowing two hits. One run, it was earned, did not walk an express hitter and struck out for the 17 he faced. 13 innings pitched on the campaign entering today for the right-hander. Jorge Degatti hitting out of the three-spot righty-on-righty battle, takes a first-pitch breaking ball low and away for ball one. Jorge hit second and played left yesterday in the Rafter victory. Singled in the fourth, reached on a four-pitch walk and later scored one of the nine runs in that eighth inning. The 1-0 from Siegel. Degatti shoots this one back up the middle. That's going to get through for a base hit. Jorge Degatti continues to find his way aboard since joining the Raptors a couple weeks ago. The returner and leader in batting average a season ago is on first base with two down for Max McGuire. How about McGuire last night? 10-6 bags juiced in that eighth inning, sending one over and out, clearing the left field wall. His second homer of the season, both being grand slams, made it an eight-run ball game. Righty on righty battle here for Max to begin his Thursday afternoon. The first pitch swinging away, hits this one foul down the first baseline. On deck is Walker Buchanan, the catcher Jack Matthew to follow. Last night pitching the Raptors went Ricky Williams to Brandon Scott, Sidney Ferry, Kyle Bender, Noah Rodriguez, and Nick Perry. Six total arms used in Mike Spears' pitching staff an evening ago. Prior to the 0-1, a pickoff move to check in on Degatti at first base. We'll go through the Wausau order when we get to the home half of the first inning. Some new faces and some similar ones to what we saw when these two teams last met 19 days ago on June 1st. A 0-1 breaking ball in the inner third is called a strike. McGuire in the hole here, 0-2. Degatti now on a six-game hitting streak after that base knock. He's in the lineup in game two, which he should be, a chance to make it seven consecutive contests with the knock. 0-2 the count, another pickoff move, giving Degatti a second look at first base. Raptors see the Woodchucks 12 total times this season. This is just the third matchup. They're looking for their first win against Wausau, dropping a home-and-home at the end of May and beginning of June. Siegel's 0-2 to McGuire. Breaking ball, called strike three. McGuire down on strikes, a two-out single. For Jorge Degatti is all the Raptors can muster in the top of the first. We head to the home half. Zach Boss towing the rubber for the second time against Wausau this season. We'll be back in a couple minutes from Athletic Park on your home of the Raptors, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
It's Zach Voss towing the rubber for fourth time this season for your Raptors, the home half of the first inning from Athletic Park in Wausau. Game one of this two-game doubleheader, a 12:05 first pitch here in the opener, 6:35 later tonight. You know where to find us all day long on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps. Either way, we're here on WFHR all day long. Isaac Webb, the right-handed hitting second baseman to lead off for Wausau. After him, a couple of new woodchucks in the order this afternoon, one of them being the two-hitter hitting from the left side and playing center field. That's Trey Gamble. Drew Berkland will hit third in left field. Max Solis Jr. cleaning things up at first base. Cam Dernan will hit fifth as the DH this afternoon. First pitch in on the hands, grounded by Webb to the right side, charging in Onati. Glove flip, underhand to first is in time. It's a 4-3 put out of Webb to begin the ballgame defensively for the Raptors. One pitch, one out for Zach Voss. After Dernan in the five spot, the other new woodchuck in the order. Bryce Hubbard will hit sixth and catch. Chris Smith Johnson in the seventh spot in right field. Braden Smith will hit eighth at third, and Jake Berkland will round things out in the ninth spot, playing shortstop for Corey Thompson's woodchucks this afternoon. Zach Voss last worked three innings at Madison on June 13th in that 5-4 loss to the Mallards. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Gamble's on the outside corner for a called strike. In those three innings, Voss allowed three hits, two runs, both of which were earned, walked one, struck out six against the Mallards of the 13 batters he faced. The 0-1 pitch on the outside corner, another fastball and another called strike for Voss. It's 0-2. He's made one appearance at Winterfield this year. That was against Madison in the 10-4 victory over the Mallards on Saturday, June 8th. Worked three innings in that ball game as well. The 0-2. This one hit in the air, center field. Drifting back, McElfatrick at the wall. That's going to hit the fence. Gamble in his first at-bat as a woodchuck has an extra base hit. He's aboard with a one-out double here in the bottom of the first inning. It'll bring up Drew Berkland with a runner in scoring position. Zach Voss made his first start and appearance as a Raptor in this ballpark 19 days ago on June 1st. He worked 2 2/3 innings against these woodchucks, allowing 9 hits, 6 runs, all were earned. Walked 2, struck out one of the 20 woodchuck batters he faced on that Saturday night. It was the beginning of a long road stand for the Raptors. Berkland, the left fielder, climbs in. Righty on righty battle here. Three left-handed bats in the order for the woodchucks this afternoon as the first pitch from Voss misses high. Looking at Berkland, this is his 19th game on the season. The University of Minnesota Gopher, a .275 hitter in 69 at-bats so far. Three homers, 19 runs driven in, six doubles. And walked 12 times as well. The 1-0 from Voss. That one, right down Broadway. It's called a strike, evens up 1-1. A returning woodchuck, Berkland, playing 39 games with the team a season ago. Was a .282 hitter in 131 at-bats. Five long balls, 29 runs driven in. An OPS over 850 a season ago. So far through 18 games, an 886 OPS for Berkland. The 1-1 pitch misses low and away for ball two on the woodchuck left fielder. Went 1-for-4 yesterday in the 7-5 win for Wausau over Lakeshore. Drove in two runs. Voss with a runner out on second, that being Trey Gamble with a double. Right-hander set, first base side of the rubber, looks back for the 2-1. That one, a breaking ball missing low in the dirt, blocked by Jack Matthew. Three balls and a strike now in the three-hitter in the Wausau order. Max Solis Jr. on deck. He hit a long ball against the Raptors on June 1st in the first meeting between the two teams here at Athletic Park this season. To follow Solis, the designated hitter out of the five-spot, Cam Dernan. Voss set, five on the pitch, clock the 3-1. Fastball hit in the air. That'll find the stands down the right field line. A full count worked here in the first battle between Voss and Berkland this afternoon. Thomas Burns will get the ball for Wisconsin Rapids in the nightcap between the two teams here. Matchups 3-4 on the season. It's the only times they'll meet for the rest of the first half. Very backloaded on the schedule between Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids. Opponents in the Great Lakes West within just about an hour of each other. The 3-2. Hit in the air, right field. Heading near the gap, Jorge Degatti. He camps under it to make the grab. Tagging for third is Gamble. Throw cut off by Lopez. Relay to third, not in time. Gamble advances to third on the flyout. That's where he'll stay, 90 feet away with two down here in the first. Max Solis Jr. played in both games in the home-and-home series between the two teams in May 31st and June 1st. He caught in the most recent matchup between the two teams, played first base at Witter Field on that Friday night in the first week of the season. Boss looking to work a scoreless inning here. The first pitch of the Woodchuck catcher is in there for a called strike. Solis Jr., a 306 hitter through 20 games. A slow start to the season for the Auburn product out of Houston, Texas, but he's really gotten it going as of late. Was hitless last night against Lakeshore. 0-1 breaking ball swung on and missed. Boss way ahead here, 0-2. Had a multi-hit game at Thunder Bay on June at 15th. That was in the comeback 5-3 victory for Wausau. They trailed 3-2 entering the top of the ninth. Put up a three spot in that frame to take on another heavyweight in the Northwoods League in the Border Cats. 0-2 pitch, missing low for ball one. Look at the Northwoods League standings entering today. Wausau, winners of their last nine. Madison at the seven-game winning streak in the division. Rafters on a three-game as the 1-2 breaking ball swung on and missed. Thomas Voss. Should say that's Zach Voss. Thomas Burns is thrown later tonight. Voss fired up, getting off the rubber as he puts a zero up on the scoreboard in this home half of the first inning from Athletic Park. Nothing, nothing to score. We head to the top of the second. Do up for your Rafters. Are the 5-6 spots in the order? Walker Buchanan, Jack Matthew, and Grayson Schaefer. Don't go anywhere. It's Rafter Baseball. A 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Five, six, seven, do it for the Rafters. Nothing, nothing ball game in the top of the second inning in this first of a twin bill with the Wausau Woodchucks. Andy Ackman, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. All 72 games of this Northwoods League season for your Rafters can be found right here on locally grown radio. Walker Buchanan to lead off the inning, the University of Virginia product, hit his first homer as a Raptor last night. And that high-octane bottom of the eighth inning, one of three homers to leave the yard in that frame. First pitch from the right-hander on the mound, Grant Siegel, missing low and inside for ball one. Buchanan also a three-hit game as a whole last night, scored five different times through two walks, the 1-0. Buchanan swinging away, this one fell back to the netting, making it 1-1. On deck is Jack Matthew, Grayson Schaefer to follow the right-hander Grant Siegel, facing one over the minimum in the top of the first, throwing 16 pitches. How about Thomas Voss as well, allowing a one-out double in the bottom of the first, fired 14 pitches, tossed the scoreless frame of his own. The 1-1 to Buchanan, and on the hands, fouled away, a ball and two strikes now in the Rafter left fielder. These are big games for the Rafters here as we look at the Northwoods League standings out on the Great Lakes west side. Wausau, three games ahead of the second place. Madison Mallard's entering today with a 19-3 record. Madison at 15-5. A combined 16 games, one in a row, between the top two teams in the Great Lakes West Division entering today. 1-2 breaking ball. This one shot back up the middle. To his right is the second baseman, Webb, but that's off his glove. No play to be made. Buchanan in safely. He's aboard to lead off this home half, or top of the second, I should say. We'll go down as a base knock for Buchanan, the second hit of the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. Saying home half, that's because I'm so used to being home. The Rafters, it's their first game on the road since last Friday at Warner Park in the state capitol. After the second place Mallards, there's a tie in third. The 10-11 Chinooks and your 10-11 Rafters, 8.5 back of the leader. First pitch to Jack Matthews, swinging away, drops this one into right center field for a base hit. Buchanan to second, he'll stay put there. Back-to-back knocks to begin this top of the second for the Rafters. In fourth, out in the Great Lakes West, that's the 8-13 Green Bay Rockers, the defending champions from a season ago, 10.5 back of Wausau. Fond du Lac bringing up the rear, 12 out of first place, 7 wins, 15 losses. Grayson Schaefer out of the 7th spot, just announces the beer batter of the afternoon here at Athletic Park. Grayson had 6 plate appearances yesterday against Battle Creek. He drew 6 walks, and that went over the Battle Jacks. They're on first and second for him, nobody down. Dealing with traffic on the base paths is Siegel. He fires the first pitch fastball right in there for a called strike. Tracer Lopez on deck, Mason Onati to follow. We've entered the bottom third of the Rafter order right here. Schaefer playing in his 20th game of the season, takes an 0-1 fastball low to even the count at a ball to strike. Scored 2 runs last night, did Schaefer. His last hit came in the 9-0 loss at home against Lakeshore to begin the previous homestand on Saturday. Matthew on first, on second, Buchanan. Couple looks back at second for the right-hander, the 1-1. That one, a fastball right down the heart of the plate. Schaefer holds up 1-2. Schaefer, a 246 hitter entering today. He's 16-65 on the season. 1 homer that came back at Witterfield against Green Bay a week ago that made it a 6-4 deficit at the time for the Rafters. He's driven in 12 runs on the season. The 1-2, Schaefer, line drive foul out near the Rafter dugout down the first baseline. Wausau on their home whites here this afternoon. White tops, white bottoms. Rafters going with their maroon on the road per usual. The gold lettering and numbering on the front and back. Black slacks here for this road trip today. 12:05 is our first pitch here. It'll be 6:35 tonight. Long day here at the yard. Prior to the 1-2, they caught Buchanan leading off second. They got him in a rundown. And a tag into third by the third baseman Smith is applied in time. Buchanan leaning on that move. He's picked off, and that's the first down of the inning. Matthew on first. It's a 1-2 count with one away on Grayson Schaefer. Unfortunate for the Rafters. Their lone runner in scoring position getting taken off the bases there. For Siegel, could be a pitch away from getting Wausau back into the dugout if he can induce a ground ball here from Schaefer. 1-2. That one misses high. Count evens, 2 balls, 2 strikes. No runs on 3 hits. No errors for your Rafters. No runs on a hit and no errors for the hosting Woodchucks. You look at who plays who in the second half versus first half of the season. Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids will meet quite a lot. 3 times here at Athletic Park. As the 2-2 pitch driven in the air left center field. And that one is going to one-hop the wall. That sent Gamble back. Was unsure how he was going to play it. And there was no play to be made. To third is Matthew Schaefer. Slides in feet first safely to second base without a throw. It's an extra base hit for the Rafter designated hitter. And they're cooking once again here in the top of the second inning. Runners on second and third with one out. Trying to pick up Walker Buchanan, knowing if the Rafter left fielder was still out on second base, that would have brought in the first run of the ball game. But Tracer Lopez has a chance with 2 ducks on the pond, both in scoring position. Lopez playing in his 3rd game as a Rafter. Made his first start in the opener against Battle Creek on Tuesday. Came in as a substitution last night. First pitch to the left-handed hitting. Lopez misses away. The sophomore from Texas Tech, 1-for-4 in his debut Tuesday night, an RBI single. drew a walk in one of his two plate appearances last night and scored a run. The 1-0. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, right side, diving out Solis, making the play at first. The throw to the covering pitcher on the back, Siegel, is in time. Mathieu to score, Schaefer to third. It is an RBI ground out for Tracer Lopez. That's the first run of the ball game here this afternoon. 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids with Mason Onati stepping into the box and two down. Look at Onati now playing in his 20th game with the Raptors. Came in as a pinch runner last night. First pitch to the left-handed hitting. Second baseman misses away from the right-hander, Siegel. Onati has been in and out of the starting lineup, was the opening day second baseman, but I think what's been most impressive with him, whether it's been off the bench as a defensive substitution, a pinch hitter, or even last night as a pinch runner, the Raptors have played 21 games. He's appeared in 19 of them this season. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed. Count evens, a ball and a strike. For Wausau in the home half of the second, 5-6-7, righty-lefty-righty, do it for the Woodchucks. The DH, Cam Dernan. The catcher, Bryce Hubbard. And the right fielder, Chris Smith-Johnson, against the right-hander, Zach Voss, who's pitching with a lead here this afternoon. The 1-1. That one, missing the outside corner. Two balls and a strike now on Mason Onati. Onati's last start came as the designated hitter in the opener of the series against Battle Creek on Tuesday. A multi-hit game for Onati, had an RBI single in the fourth inning. Base hit as well to lead off the bottom of the sixth. The 2-1. That one misses low and away. Three balls and a strike. Now the perfect hitter's count for Onati. Owen McElfatrick in the top of the rafter order in the on-deck circle. Got a youth camp day here in this day game for the Woodchucks. Providing some juice for Wausau out in the field right now. 3-1 pitch hit on the ground, right side of the infield. Drawing the second baseman, Webb, into the hole. That throw is not able to be dug out by Max Solis. Into first safely is Onati. Coming in to score is Grayson Schaefer. Raptors lead it 2-0. It's a multi-run second frame. It'll go down as an RBI infield single for Mason Onati. Onati's on first with two down, top of the order with Owen McElfatrick. McElfatrick began the ballgame in the top of the first, popping out to the shortstop Jake Berkland in shallow left field. Now two runs on five hits for the Raptors, a huge second inning for them to get out in this lead. First pitch to McElfatrick. This one tapped foul down the third base line in front of the Woodchuck dugout. As mentioned in his first at-bat, Owen connecting on his first long ball in a Raptor uniform in the bottom of the fourth last night. Also had an RBI single and later scored in that massive bottom half of the eighth. Had a single in the first as well. A three-hit game for McElfatrick. His best game to date with the club. Trying to figure out what was more exciting for different reasons. The 14-run sixth on Sunday or that 9-run eighth last night. I know some people are saying as the runner takes off, this one fouled back to the screen by McElfatrick. 0-2 on Owen, and Onati will have to go back to first base. Some people on the surface level will say, well, Andy, 14 is more than 9. Why would that not be more exciting? Well, a lot of it was on the Lakeshore pitching. They walked 10 Raptor hitters in that inning. No long balls as well. You look at the 9-run inning last night, three homers, a go-ahead homer, a grand slam for McGuire, Buchanan hitting his first as a Raptor. Both were fun for different reasons, but the more exciting one for me by far was last night. The 0-2 to McElfatrick misses outside and high. Ball and two strikes now. It was the longest game for the Raptors this season, the only game so far to eclipse 4 hours. 4 hours, 9 minutes to be exact. 817 wonderful Raptor fans in attendance last night. 75 and cloudy at the time of first pitch. Prior to the 1-2 to McElfatrick, a pickoff move to give Onati a look at first base. After this doubleheader, the Raptors get a two-game home series with a lot of fun to be had at Winterfield this weekend. Friday, Saturday with the Madison Mallards. Game 7-8 with Madison this season and also this month within the last few weeks. 1-2 to McElfatrick, hits this one in the air, center field, Gamble. Camps underneath to make the grab and retire the side. The Raptors send six to the plate here in the top of the second and score twice to get the game's first lead. 2-0 the score. We head to the bottom of the second. Zach Voss out to the mound with a lead. 5-6-7, do it for the Woodchucks here from Athletic Park. It's Raptor Baseball at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Two nothing Rafters. We enter the bottom of the second inning from Athletic Park, home of the Wausau Woodchucks. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in to this afternoon's presentation, game one of a doubleheader between the Rafters and the Woodchucks on this Thursday in June. 5-6-7, do it for Wausau in this home half of the second. Cam Dernan, the right-handed hitting DH, freshman from Wichita State University, will climb in to begin the bottom half of this inning. Wausau, the right-hander, set first base side of the rubber, rocks and fires. Dernan hits this one on the ground, left side of the infield, charging in the third baseman. Boston stuck in his glove as he fires across the diamond in time to retire Dernan to begin the inning. One pitch, one out yet again for Zach Boss, just like in the bottom of the first inning. Bryce Hubbard, a new member of this Woodchuck team, will step into the left-handed batter's box and face Voss with one down in the inning. Two runs on five hits, no errors for the Rafters, both coming in the top of this inning. No runs on a hit and no errors for the hosts this afternoon, the Woodchucks. Righty on lefty battle. Voss first pitch to Hubbard, rips this one on the ground, second base, olayed by Mason Onati. Able to field it cleanly off the dirt and throw to first in time. Back-to-back ground outs. Two pitches, two outs for Voss here in the second. Being efficient is Voss trying to earn some extra innings out on the mound here in this doubleheader. Rafters obviously need to pick up 18 innings some way, somehow. Voss now 16 pitches through an inning and two-thirds. Chris Smith Johnson hitting from the right side. Takes a first pitch strike right down the middle of the plate from Voss. Smith Johnson playing his 13th game of the season. His first game came against the Rafters at Witter Field on May 31st. 0-1 the count, Boss set, rocks and fires. Smith Johnson showing bunt, makes contact, but it's fouled directly behind home plate. It's 0-2. Smith Johnson 2-for-4 in the 7-5 win against Lakeshore yesterday, scored a run, had an extra base hit, that being a double. In his 12 games this year, a 256 hitter is Johnson. 43 at-bats, 11 hits. That double yesterday is lone extra base knock so far. Boss set, the 0-2 incoming. That one misses down in the dirt, a ball and two strikes. Smith Johnson getting on base at a 304 clip thus far, slugging 279. For an OPS, just under 600 at 593. Picked up a hit against Lakeshore as well in the first of the series between the two teams here at Athletic Park. Scored twice in that 9-1 win against the Chinooks on Tuesday. Another two-strike delivery coming here from Boss, the payoff. This one chopped on the ground, foul right out in front of the Rafter, dugout down the first base line. Do it for Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the third. It's the 2-3-4 spots, Trotter Boston, Jorge Degatti, and Max McGuire. Grant Siegel in his fourth start of the season for Wausau, an ERA under 1.4 entering today, allowing a crooked number in the top of the inning. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, got him to chase. Smith Johnson down on strikes. It is a 1-2-3 bottom of the second inning for Zach Boss. We head to the third from Athletic Park. 2-0 the score. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other.
the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
And
the
good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR. FHR.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top three here in Wausau, 2-0 to score in the third meeting of the season between the Woodchucks and your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR for the 22nd time of 72 games this season. 2-3-4 to up the Rafters against the right-hander for Wausau, Grant Siegel, in this inning. Boston Degatti McGuire. Trotter went down swinging against the right-hander for Wausau back in the first inning. Two runs on five hits, no errors for the Rafters. No runs on a hit and no errors for the Woodchucks. Siegel set the first pitch to Boston. A breaking ball in the outside corner. Swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Rafters out of town today, and following a couple of home games Friday, Saturday, they'll be gone for four straight. Two in Waterloo, two in Green Bay. More intense road trip to pick up. 0-1, Boston throws his hands at this one, hits it down the left field line, giving chase near foul territory. Into the line is Berkland. Heading into the padded wall down the line to make the catch for the first out of the inning. The Rafters is out of town those 4 days, Sunday through Wednesday. If you're in the Rapids area, whether visiting from out of town or just looking for something to do, summer really starting to get into full gear. Our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, as you covered, they welcome you and invite you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area this summer and year-round. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, that's check out visitwisrapids.com. For more information on what much fun there is to have in the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. 0-1's the count on Jorge Degatti. The right-hander Siegel fires the breaking ball inside, having to get out of the way. That one is Jorge to even it up at 1-1. Degatti, a two-out single in his first trip to the plate here this afternoon. That came back in the top of the first inning. Was left on the bases, though, after Max McGuire went down looking to retire the side. For Wausau, 8-9-1, due up in the home half, Zach Voss, two scoreless innings in his second start of the campaign here at Athletic Park. The 1-1 from Siegel. This one hit on the ground, a high chop left side, heading out near the hole is Jake Berkland. Diving, it's going to get through. Into left field. It's getting past Jake Berkland. Drew Berkland throwing it in. Two for two is Jorge Degatti with a pair of singles here in the first three innings this afternoon. Max McGuire into the box once again with a runner on first. On deck is Buchanan. Matthew to follow. As mentioned, McGuire went down looking back in the first inning. Leading off first, Degatti. Coming set is the right-hander Siegel. First pitch, McGuire shoots this one the other way. Deep right field, Smith Johnson out in front of the warning track, making the grab after getting turned around for the second out of the inning. With Degatti on first, going to bring up Walker Buchanan. Buchanan a single back in the second inning. One for one tonight as the left fielder. This afternoon, I should say, first pitch swinging. Hits this one high in the air, deep left center field. Out in front of the warning track is Drew Berkland to make the grab and retire the side. A couple of long flyouts for the Rafters in this inning. A one-out single for Jorge Degatti. He is left out on first base. We head to the bottom of the third inning in Athletic Park. 2-0 the score in favor of the Rafters. Braden Smith, Jake Berkland, and Isaac Webb, 8-9-1, due up against Zach Boss when we return. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together. In Worthington, Minnesota, it's worth a look.
Crop insurance is designed to protect your livelihood, but gaps in your coverage can still leave you exposed. A hail insurance policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services fills those gaps. Unlike multi-peril policies, crop hail offers coverage on an acre-by-acre basis and can protect the full value of your crops. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the third inning at Athletic Park, 2-0 the score. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio on WFHR. Back with you for the first of two in Wausau here on Thursday. Braden Smith to lead off this frame. For the hosts, the Woodchucks, is a 1-2-3 second inning for Zach Boss. His first start of the season, 2 2/3 innings here at Wausau on June 1st, allowing 9 hits, 6 runs, all of which were earned. A completely different right-handed pitcher on the mound for the Rafters here this afternoon as the first pitch is in there for a called strike to the left-handed hitting Braden Smith. Smith playing in his 12th game of the season out of Iowa Western Community College in an Omaha, Nebraska Native College World Series at the Division I level, wrapping up this weekend in Omaha. The 0-1 misses low and away to even the count at a ball and a strike. The sophomore is a .233 hitter in his first 11 games with Wausau this summer. He's 10 for 43, two doubles, eight runs driven in. The 1-1 pitch from Boss missing low and inside. The no batting gloves wearing Braden Smith draws a 2-1 count. Saw that last night with a shortstop of the Battle Creek Battle Jacks, Sam Griffith, and actually both shortstops on the Battle Creek roster that played in that series. Ben Fiorenzi as well Tuesday night. Rock the no batting gloves look as the 2-1 pitch misses low and inside again from Boss. Now three balls and a strike on the third baseman of the Woodchucks and the leadoff batter in this inning. On deck is Jake Berkland to follow back to the top of the order with Isaac Webb. Boss working back, traditional spot, first base side of the rubber. The 3-1 is fouled away down the left field line. Smith went 1-for-3. Did not play last night against Lakeshore, but did play on Tuesday night here in Wausau in that 9-1 victory for the Woodchucks. Draw two walks, scored a run. The 3-2. This one hit on the ground. That'll go foul as well down the first baseline. At a two-hit game at Thunder Bay, drop out that road trip for Wausau on the 16th, that being Sunday, scored a run, drove in four of his eight runs on the season, and that 9-3 went over the Border Cats. There's a ton of doubleheaders, and we even saw three different games being played in one of the series yesterday. Some more doubleheader action throughout the Northwoods League here today as the 3-2 pitch hit in the air, left center field. That sends Buchanan back to the warning track and making the grab for the first out of the inning. For Jake Berkland, was the shortstop for each of the first two games against Wisconsin Rapids this season. Minnesota State University Mankato product has played in 21 ball games for the Woodchucks this summer. 21 of the 22, as mentioned, Wausau 19-3 entering today's ballgame. The Rafters at 10-11. Kirkland scored a run last night against Lakeshore, went hitless, though, and was hit by a pitch against the Chinooks as a first-pitch fastball on the inside corner dialed up from Zach Boss for a strike. A 282 hitter on the season so far is Berkland, 20 hits and 71 at-bats. He's driven in 8 runs. Has yet to record an extra base hit. The 0-1 pitch misses up and inside, a ball and a strike now. Against Wisconsin Rapids, a multi-hit game at Witter Field. And the first of that home-and-home on Friday, May 31st for Berkland, went hitless in that 17-10 win back here at Athletic Park 19 days ago. 1-1 pitch, high chopper on the ground over to third base. Trotter Boston will glove and fire to Max McGuire in time. Two up, two down for Zach Boss in the home half of the third inning. To the top of the order we go for the second time around with Wausau. It's the right-handed hitting second baseman, Isaac Webb. Isaac Webb tearing the cover off the ball in his first 8 games with the Woodchucks. He's a college teammate of Rafter relief pitcher Maddox Thornton out of Texas A&M University Corpus Christi. The redshirt junior, a .464 hitter in his first 8 games with the Chucks. The first pitch fastball from Zach Boss is in there for a called strike. 2 home runs out of his 13 hits for Webb. He's driven in 8 runs, has only struck out 4 times. Grounded out to the second baseman, Onati, to begin the ball game in the bottom of the first offensively for Wausau as the 0-1 pitch misses outside to even the count at a ball and a strike. Was 1-for-3 last night, scored 2 runs and drove in 2, did Webb. As the 1-1 pitch hit sharply on the ground over to short, Tracer Lopez will glove and fire to first in time. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Zach Boss. We head to the fourth here in Wausau, 2-0 the score in favor of your Rafters. It is Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through 4 generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Two nothing Rafters, top of the fourth inning from Athletic Park. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR. Rafters looking to extend their winning streak to 4 games. Wausau looking to make it 10 in a row on this Thursday afternoon. Jack Matthew to lead off the top of the fourth inning. 6-7-8 for the Rafters. Righty, righty, lefty. Matthew Schaefer and Tracer Lopez against the right-handed starter on the mound for Wausau, Grant Siegel. 3 innings of work for Siegel. 45 pitches thrown, allowing 6 hits, 2 runs, both earned. No walks issued to go with 2 strikeouts. First pitch up and in. That one got Matthew right in the helmet. He's able to turn around and catch that on the back of the helmet as he makes a quick jog down to get rid of his leg guard to the shortstop, Tracer Lopez, before jogging down the first baseline. He's aboard to lead off this fourth inning. All okay with Jack, recently coming off injury. Back into the Raptor lineup full-time last night, hitting a home run, and he's on base for the second time today after singling and scoring back in the second. Grayson Schaefer doubled in the second inning after drawing 6 walks and 6 plate appearances an evening ago, also scored alongside Matthew. First pitch from Siegel to Schaefer, missing high for ball 1. 3 scoreless work by Zach Boss. He's retired the last 7 Woodchuck batters, make it 8 Woodchuck batters he's faced. 3 inning pitch, he's been efficient as well, throwing 34 pitches. One hit allowed, no runs, no walks, and two punchouts. As the 1-0 pitch runs inside, that one hits Schaefer. He'll make the walk down to first, back-to-back, hit batsman. For the right-hander, Siegel here in the top of the fourth. Raptors got a couple on. Now we'll see Corey Thompson head out to the mound. Haven't seen a motion to the Woodchuck bullpen yet. A right-hander warming up. Going 3+ is Grant Siegel. Just a one-on-one conversation, sending the catcher Hubbard back to home plate prior to this battle with Tracer Lopez. Lopez grounded out 3-1, drove in the first run of the ballgame, though, back in the second inning. Hot shot to first, diving was Max Solis, the first baseman of the Woodchucks, to make the play. And covering the bag was Siegel just in the nick of time to get the second out. Should say first out of that frame. Corners in. Solis in front of the runner. Schaefer at first, coming in from third as well as Smith. Getting the signs from Hubbard as Siegel coming set. First pitch to Lopez showing bunt. Tracer pulls back as that one misses low. On deck, Mason Onati, the second baseman, top of the order with Owen McElfatrick to follow suit. 1-0 the count. Raptors putting up a two spot in the second, the lone scoring so far in this ballgame. The 1-0. Going bunt again is Lopez making contact. This one put into the field of play down the third baseline. Braden Smith will feel it and throw to first in time. That one popped up off the bat. It dropped right in front of Braden Smith, but fired a bullet to Solis. It is a sacrifice bunt, 5-3 for Lopez. Matthew to third, Schaefer to second. Two in scoring position with one away for the nine-hitter, Mason Onati. Onati, an RBI single, infield knockback in the second. Bring in the second and most recent run for the Raptors. Comes up with two runners in scoring position here. 2-3-4 due up for Wausau when we get to the home half of the fourth. Raptors looking to add some more here. First pitch, big cut and miss by Onati on that breaking ball from the right-hander Siegel. It's 0-1. Should be the 23rd game of the season for the Raptors, but it is 22 after that rainout 2.5 weeks ago in Mequon against the Lakeshore Chinooks. The 0-1 pitch, missing outside. This is the 23rd game for Wausau, mentioning their 9-game winning streak and a 19-3 record entry today. They won their first 9 of the season and have now won their last 9. 1-1 the count on Onati. Schaefer on second, Matthew on third. The next delivery from the right-hander, Siegel. This one cranked in the air, deep right field. Will it stay fair? No. That one lands right near the rafter. Bullpen Onati barreled that one up. But just out in front, count now a ball and two strikes on the rafter. Second baseman in his second trip to the plate here today. Was in front of it. Mason hit his first home run of the season against Green Bay at Witter Field just over a week ago. Choking up as Onati, ready to go after anything close on the 1-2 pitch. Siegel set with 9 on the pitch clock, and he fires a breaking ball, missing low and outside. Count evens 2-2 on Onati. Look at the Northwoods League scoreboard. Plenty of action to be had in the day cap on this Thursday afternoon, the fourth full week of the Northwoods League season this summer. Siegel set the 2-2. Onati, foul tip in and out of the glove of Bryce Hubbard, will do the 2-2 again. Hare Baker Field, that's where the Battle Creek Battle Jacks are. They evened up at 11-11 last night after getting swept by the Raptors. They trail 4-3 to the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders in the top of the sixth inning. Top four at Warner Park, a couple of Great Lakes West teams doing battle. Lakeshore at Madison, the Mallards leading the Chinooks by a score of 4-2. Runners remain leading off their bags, nobody holding them on. Second and third, 2-2, one away, top four. Siegel's next delivery, fouled away by Onati. Good fight here from Mason. Capital Credit Union Park on ESPN+. The Green Bay Rockers entering today at 8-13. They're playing the 36-game traveling team of the Northwoods League, the Minnesota Mud Puppies. Mud Puppies entering today 1-7. It is a 3-0 Mud Puppy lead on 3 hits for Minnesota. 2 hits and no runs for Green Bay in the early going. Another 2-2 from Siegel to Onati. Swing and a miss. Siegel wins the battle. It's the second out of the inning. Owen McElfatrick will step in with a couple runners in scoring position. Bottom three at Copeland Park, Rochester at La Crosse. The Loggers leading the Honkers 2-0, each team with three hits in the early going in La Crosse. Bottom two at ISG Field, Mankato Moondogs, the site of the 2024 Northwoods League All-Star Game. The Moondogs over the Badlands Big Sticks, 3-1 at home in the bottom of the second. Siegel against McElfatrick, the first pitch to the Raptors center fielder this afternoon, misses low. McElfatrick 0-for-2, popped out to the shortstop Jake Berkland in shallow left field to begin his day in the first.